Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and we will be studying Tehillim, Perek Samach Tes 69. The content within this perek is very relatable. We see David HaMelech using his own experiences to look into the future Golos. He cries to Hashem about our enemies and their false accusations, as well as the shame and the fear that we have experienced as a nation during our Golos. He then prays for salvation and looks to the future when we will return permanently to our land. In most of the Mizmor, David speaks in first person, as if he is speaking about himself, which very well may be the case, but he is also the emissary of Klal Yisrael. His own pain melds into our pain. So he speaks in first person, but he is indeed speaking about us and the Golos. Lamanatzeach al Shoshanim leDavid. The first pasuk has the word Shoshanim, which we have encountered. It could be a musical instrument in the shape of a rose, or it could refer to Klal Yisrael, who are compared to roses among thorns. The thorns can be the enemies who try to harm us, or the thorns are the protection that Hashem provides for us, or it is the protection that we get from adhering to the Torah. The first few psukim, David describes his struggles in terms of drowning in a churning sea with no way out. In Pasuk Beis, we have the famous phrase, Ki ba'u mayim ad nafesh, which is a pitgam that is used to describe that we have had it up to here. Hoshi'eini Elokim, Ki ba'u mayim ad nafesh. Save me, Hashem, because the water has gotten up to my soul. It has gotten up to my neck. And Pasuk Gimel describes his feet are being stuck in the depths and in the mud like quicksand, the depths of the water. And there seems to be no escape. Either I will sink in the mud, drown in the water, or be washed away by the waves. There are physical dangers and spiritual dangers. Our people have been swept up in the currents of anti-Semitism and have been subsumed in the quicksand of assimilation. The rate of intermarriage within our people is so high. We call out that we don't want to be swept into the sea by the strong currents that lure us or be obliterated by the forces that hate us. In Pasuk Dalid, we state that we have been crying out so much due to our pain that our throats are dry and hoarse from the crying. Yagati bikar'i nichar, groni kalu einai miachel lelokai. Our pastime is to use our voices, hakol kol Yaakov. But what if our voices are so hoarse from crying out so much? What then? Have you ever had a baby that cried so long that he has no more voice left? I remember over a yontif when all my kids were around and the babies were sleeping downstairs. Somebody went downstairs and they heard a baby crying, and we had not heard my granddaughter cry. And she came up with the baby and said, "Oy, she's been crying so long that she has no voice left. She's just whimpering." And you know that she had been crying a long time because she was sweaty and she was red. And there was basically, she was just like whimpering, right? It just pulls at your heartstrings. So this is the mashal that Mayam Lois presents. If somebody walks into a house and hears a baby crying and there's no mother around, you can tell by the strength of the cry if the mother just left for a minute or if the mother has gone for a long time. Did the baby lose hope or not? Is the voice weak or strong and full of hope that the mother will return? This is the imagery of this pasuk. Have we given up all hope that we can't even cry anymore? Or are we so drained from the crying? Do we hear the pain in these psukim? I want to cry out to you, Hashem, but I can't even do that. It's a painful thought. Just think of people in a weakened state of illness who can't even summon up the reserves to speak or to daven. Think of victims of terrorists and victims of the Nazis, too weak to call out. Psukim He through Ches speak of the shame that we have felt and that we have tolerated it because of our firm hold on our faith. In Pasuk Ches, Ki Alecha Nasasi Cherpa, we bear the shame because of you, Hashem. People look at us. The Jew is so odd with such odd holidays and our particular modes of dress and customs. You know, we're quite visible, which is why it may be prudent to project only dignity. In Pasuk Tes 9, Muzar Hayisi L'Achai V'Nachri L'Vne'imi, I was estranged from my family and I was an outsider to the children of my mother. The family being Esav or Yishmael, says Rashi. Esav, a full brother to Yaakov, and our dear cousins, the Yishmaelim, have wasted no energy attempting to wipe us off the map. Or this can be referring to the infighting amongst ourselves. My tenacity to my faith has estranged my own people from me. Unfortunately, this is all too real. There are many non-religious Jews who do respect our Torah way of life, and there are those who spurn our lifestyle. There are self-hating Jews, which is the most disturbing of all. Think about people that you may know, or yourselves, that have been moser nefesh, to be chozrei b'tshuva, who have strong ties with their families. But then there are others whose mesiras nefesh includes being estranged from their families because they look at them as odd, as if they've gone off the deep end to take on a Torah lifestyle. They just don't know any better. Muzar hayisi la'achai v'nachri livnei imi. Or as the Ibn Ezra suggests, Muzar hayisi la'achai v'nachri livnei imi, I have changed so much as a result of the oppression that I am not even recognizable to my family. I look like a stranger. Survivors of concentration camps were caricatures of themselves. Some of the hostages that we have seen that returned were not recognizable after being in captivity for so long. And have we not encountered people who you haven't seen in a while, and you say, he just doesn't look like himself. The wear and tear of the tsaros has worn him or her down. I've become so changed because of what I've gone through. Muzar hayisi la'achai v'nachri livnei imi. Pasuk yod, ki kinas beischa achalasni v'cherpos charfecha naflu alai. Because envy of your house devoured me, Hashem, and the humiliations of those who scorn you, Hashem, have befallen me. Rashi explains, the nations were envious of the Beis HaMikdash. It was my conviction about your house, Hashem, that the people have scorned me. Whether it's our focus on the Beis HaMikdash, think about our conviction and our claim to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. Has this not been the scorn of the nations and the subject of debate, of wars, of condemnation, and the infighting amongst ourselves? Kinas beischa achalasni, the jealousy amongst your house, amongst the homes of Bnei Yisrael, have eaten us up from the inside and cause fracture amongst us, which brought us to the Chorban. Im Sukkun Yud Aleph through Yud Gimel, we have mourned over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and we have been mocked for attachment to an event that happened so many years ago. Ve'ebche betzom nafshi v'atehi l'charafos li, ve'etna levushi sak ve'ehi lahem l'mashol, yasichu bi yoshvei sha'ar uneginos shosei shechar. People that sit in the gates, the nobles, the shahr has been, the gates have been associated with judges, think of Megillas Rus, and the groups of people that get drunk and speak of the dirty Jew, they speak of the cheating Jew, from the elite to the commoner. Yasichu bi yoshvei sha'ar, uneginos shosei shechar, the ones at the shahr talk about me and criticize me, the UN, the so-called elite, they don't hide it, and the commoner, they get drunk and sing about us, uneginos shosei shechar, taunting us with their chants, from the river to the sea, with their clinging noises. Niginos shosei shechar, giving out candy to terrorists, dancing to celebratory music as hostages are paraded, the Nazis playing music as the Jews walk to their deaths. Ve'ehi lahem l'mashal, I have become a slogan, I've become a mashal. Ever hear the term, did they Jew you? Which is a term to mean, did they cheat you? Ve'ehi lahem l'mashal. But despite it all, I use the degradation as an ace ratzon for tefillah. It's an opportune time for me to cry out to you, Hashem, when we feel that we have reached a low and we have been the butt of people's jokes, whether from our nation or lo aleinu, from within our own people. People go through national challenges and personal challenges. There are people that can't seem to get a break. Use that time, as David HaMelech tells us in Pasuk Yodalid, Va'ani tefilasi lecha, Hashem eis ratzon Elokim berav chastecha, aneni be'emes yeshecha. But as for me, my prayer is to you, Hashem. It's an opportune time. Hashem, in the abundance of your kindness, answer me with the truth of your salvation. Berav chastecha, with abundance of chesed, says the Radak, hasten the geula, even if we're not worthy. And the Medrash uses these words to portray how our days of celebration, our Moedim, differ from the rest of the world, since we use those days to engage in prayer and spiritual recharge. It's an Eis Ratzon. Furthermore, the Gemara in Brachos uses these words to speak of the importance of davening in a minyan. So getting back to the flow of the Psukim, V'ani tefilasi lecha Hashem Eis Ratzon, when I have been taunted and humiliated and hurt, that's the time that I call out to you. Therefore, I'm calling out to you in tefillah, and that's what's going on in the next few psukim. Don't let me drown, Hashem. Answer me, Hashem. Release me from my pain. And in Yudtes, bring the Geula closer. Karva al nafshi ga'ala l'man oivai pedeni. And then in Chaf Gimel through Chaf He, David asks that his enemies be taken care of. In Chaf Dalid, let their eyes be darkened. In Chaf He, this is the pasuk that rolls off our lips at the Pesach Seder after Shvoch Chamascha. Shefach aleihem ze'amecha v'charon apcha yasigeim. Pour your anger over them and let your anger overtake them. Are we a vengeful people or are there people that are just so evil that we want to see their downfall? In Pasuk Lamed, V'ani ani v'cho'ev yeshuascha elokim tisagveni. I am impoverished or I am afflicted and I am in pain. Your help, Hashem, will elevate me. And the Al-Sheikh says that I am in so much pain from the Yisurin of Golos and I am impoverished from my Zechuyos. I may not be deserving of a Yeshua, but because of my suffering, let that be in good stead for me, Hashem. Here is a reference to the idea that Yisurin somehow are a way of cleansing. And I think many of us use this concept to alleviate the emotional toll that it takes to watch someone suffer or lo aleinu to experience it ourselves. But with all that pain that I endured, says Rav Hirsch, had the enemy's eyes been open to my tenacity of faith and my continued survival and maintaining of my moral compass despite the pain, they would have retracted the lies that they spread, that God has forsaken me and my nation. Don't they realize, Yeshuascha Elokim Tisagveni, that it is your salvation, Hashem, that will lift me up? And in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ahalal Hashem Elokim B'Shir V'Agad Lenu B'Soda, I will praise your name, Hashem, in song. I will make your name great with thanks. Let me see Yeshuas, which will cause Am Yisrael to break out in song, that will bring the whole world to recognize you. Thus far, we have seen David HaMelech speak in first person to Hashem as a spokesperson for all the victims of Golus or other challenges, but now he speaks directly to us. He is giving us direction. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Ra'u Anavim Yismachu, Darshei Elokim V'chi Levavchem. The humble ones will rejoice upon Hashem's salvation, and those of you who seek God, despite your predicaments, let your hearts be revived. V'chi Levavchem. Why? Because in Lamed Dalid, Kishamea El Elvionim Hashem, Ve'es Asirav Lobaza, Hashem hears the cries of the impoverished and those who have been his prisoners. He will not despise you. He has not and will not reject you. We'll skip to Lamed Vav, Ki Elokim Yoshia Tzion, V'yevne Orei Yehuda, V'yashvu Sham, V'reishuha. Because Hashem will indeed save Tzion, and he will indeed build the cities in Yehuda, and they shall settle there and possess it. We have gotten a glimpse of what this means today, and we await for the permanence and totality of this condition. And we end the Mizmar in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, V'zera Avadav Yinchaluha, V'ohavei Shemo Yishkenuba. Despite world opinion and attempts to make us out as the occupiers, oh no, says the Meshorer, the children of Hashem's servants, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, will indeed inherit the land, and those that love his name will indeed dwell there, permanently, in the days of Mashiach. Don't let others fool you. It is our land, it is our home, and we are all coming home. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmos, Helen Moskovitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.